Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Trophy Room post show. I'm your host, Joseph. Kyle and I, we're doing a little research because the last question of the show made us do research. Rhea Ripley is in Call of Duty.
Yep.
And I am into this idea quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have to buy a Warzone skin and never play it.
Yep. We are just men. Yeah. We are just men. Simple men. Innocent men. We're just normal men.
One of the best clips ever made, by the way.
What do you mean? We're just normal men.
just normal men.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was a heated episode just because of my doing. And I want to apologize because we were having a nice little Concord talk. And then I thought I got a troll. Maybe they were. Maybe they're being disingenuous. I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm not a doctor. But I'm sorry I got a little negative. I didn't want that chat to go that way. You know?
No, it's fine.
All right, fair. Because I'm like, I really enjoy the game. And I felt I ended it abruptly because I was getting angry.
Yeah.
But you think we did good there?
In that absolutely. Okay, yeah. I think combination of heat and then...
Oh, my God, dude, I'm dying.
A couple of people in chat being a little weird. Which was
not like us. Okay, cool. I got heated. I'm sorry. I'm back down here. Back on Earth. You see that? We're all hot right now. We just got to cool the temperature in the room, you know, by putting the AC on eventually.
I'm very excited to go upstairs after this and grab an ice pop if there are any left.
Oh, my God.
I swear to Christ Almighty.
Absolutely.
Now, there better be a fucking ice pop upstairs in that freezer.
What type of ice pop?
I don't know what they're called, but it's a rainbow ice pop, and there's like seven different flavors, mm-hmm. and it's so good.
Fair.
I'm going to be so mad. You will hear me from Jersey if I go upstairs and there's nothing up there.
Well, here's the thing. I texted you today. I went top tier tonight. Top five best summer games. You wrote, okay, clarifying question. Summer as in setting, setting or best game to play during the summer?
Yep.
I would say the setting because we could be very – I could be like Elden Ring, Bloodborne – Witcher, you know, like for like games to play during the summer. I want games that like when you think about them, you're thinking about summer vibes.
Okay.
There are, and I don't know. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. It might not be the best game to start off with. Might not be a number one pick, but it kind of fits both categories.
Do you have the notes so that we can write this down?
No, I don't.
I got it. I'll get it. Don't worry. You keep.
It fits both categories, both it kind of fits the summer aesthetic. It also has some levels that are, I would assume, summer. It's okay. Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Ooh.
That's like when I was a kid in the summertime, I was always playing Tony Hawk.
I like that.
Having the different levels and being out in the nice sunny locales, like I'm thinking of Venice Beach and you know the one everyone hates, the downhill dam one.
Yeah,
that one, that level sucks, but like it screams summer to me.
I like that. No, I'll allow that. That's good vibes.
The school levels, school's out, so like you're just, you know, doing tricks on the school grounds.
So which one is this? Tony Hawk Pro Skater, just one, or
let's say the remake.
Okay, wrote that down. That's a good pick.
Yeah,
Kyle. So, first off, I don't want to double up on franchises. We pick one franchise and that's it.
Sure.
So, I want to pick Grand Theft Auto because it makes sense. And for me, it's a toss-up between San Andreas and GTA 5. Of which one I ultimately feel like San Andreas is the summer game. And why I think it is, I mean, like the locale's perfect, right? Like LA, the California vibes, the beaches. Right?
I'll let you finish.
And then for me, it's like the party level in San Andreas takes it home, where you have to do like the DDR of like, hey, 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 banana, Internet, what you got to say? Internet, Hollywood. And that song is forever in my head, like jamming out and having like the beach party level is like such a good vibe where to me, the vibe's immaculate for GTA San Andreas. Absolutely immaculate. What?
How dare you not say Vice City? I think Vice City is more summer than any other GTA game.
I mean, you could put GTA Vice City, but I never.
You just said one per franchise, so I can't take it.
No. You could take it.
No, I don't want to take it, but I'm just saying, added GTA. What I think summer, I think Vice City because of Miami, the Miami setting, and the
Miami,
the Hawaiian neon shirts and stuff like that. That screams summer to me.
Truthfully, because I never really played Vice City. I watched my cousin play Vice City.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
I remember playing it for like picking up for a second and then like being paranoid. My mom would walk in, which now thinking of it, like, I love you, mom. She's never going to listen to it. She's a little dumb. I would have totally been able to like play it. She would have never have noticed. She would have never have cared, I don't think.
Sure. Yeah.
She like, ah, oh, they got it in. He's having fun. He's not annoying me. Whatever. You know? But yeah, so like Vice City, it just isn't it. I feel like Miami and like Miami just has a different vibe. Miami's Miami.
Sure.
So it's not so much summer. It's like
it's drugs. Just like that all year round, I guess.
Scarface, yeah.
Sure.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. San Andreas, though, is I feel like the peak of GTA, at least for me.
Yeah.
At least for me. What's that you? What's the next game on your little list here? You got Tony Hawk Pro Skater Remake, which I think is great. Because, yeah, you're getting out there, you're skating, you're in the sun, you're having fun, you know? Can't do
I'm
that
gonna, I'm going to go with a game I never played.
Ooh, okay.
But it screams summer. And
yeah.
I think it fits on either of our teams, so I'm going to take it before you do.
Okay.
Let's go Dead Island.
Ooh.
Tropical Dead Resort. Island. You're in the island themes, you know?
I like it.
Beating
like
up zombies. It. What's a better summer activity than destroying the undead?
Yeah.
At a hotel resort? Yeah. I'm in.
All right. Here, I'm not going to argue with that one because, yeah, it's tropical.
Yeah.
It's a different type of a vibe.
1,000,000,000% is.
I have two that come to my noggin. And I think you're gonna fight me on one of them.
Okay.
I don't think you should fight me on either one.
Sure.
Animal Crossing New Horizons, dude. You're going to a little tropical island. Oh, really? You're building a town. It's cozy. It's fun. You can make people move away. You know, create the little house you want, dude. Remember that when we were in a lockdown and we're like, I'm just gonna play this for 40 hours in a week. And by the time this is done, this whole thing will be wrapped up.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, sure. I remember thinking that.
It's great. You know, Animal Crossing New Horizons. I got a lot of good vibes out of like forgetting the world existed and just having a good go. Yeah.
Okay. You kind of opened the floodgates because I thought we were only doing PlayStation games. So.
Oh, no. This is any game. It doesn't have to be PlayStation.
I mean,
it doesn't
have to be PlayStation. A major proponent of summer is in the title of this game. Let's go Mario Sunshine.
Fuck.
Like, come on now.
No.
How can we not include that on a list?
That was my next one.
Was it really?
That was my next one. No way. I can't argue with that.
Again, game I did not play ever. My God. It's got sunshine in the title. So like, how could it not be a part of it?
Yeah.
Do you have any history with the game? Like, I know it seems divisive for anyone.
No. Yeah.
That's played it.
Real talk. It is a bit of a divisive game. I particularly wasn't a fan of it. I remember buying it and not beating it. I remember getting to Bowser's son, but it wasn't like, yeah, no, it wasn't my vibe. That said, though, the vibe's immaculate for summer. Like, it's just I mean, it's yeah, Mario Sunshine, shit. And I want to play fair. I want to play by your rules as well. because I was gonna say like to get ahead of you, Mario Odyssey, because there's a beach level in it, but that would be disingenuous.
Well, maybe an upcoming game I'm gonna pick might be in that same vein.
Oh, don't worry, I think I'm gonna pick it to counter what you just picked because it was immaculate. I'm gonna do Astro's Playroom.
How fucking dare you?
Oh, I knew this.
Astro's
Playroom.
Yeah, what is it? Cooling Springs?
Cooling Springs, man. What nice a little vibe. Beach theme
to open the game. Like, ooh, come on.
Ooh, you got a boy and Atreus. You know, you got Atreus, you got Kratos in there. And they're in a little floaty raft. Yeah. God, I can't wait for that game, man. That's gonna give me the serotonin.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be nice, you know.
God. We each have three, right?
Yeah, we each have three.
So I'm gonna pick another three game. But for my fourth pick, one of my favorite shooters of all time, Far Cry 3. Summer Vacation.
Son of a bitch.
Open world. You play as, I think his name's Jason Brody, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like you're on vacation, but things go awry. And now you're doing weird psychedelic things with people you experience and go after Vaz and. One of the best shooters ever made, in my opinion.
Damn.
I love that open world.
Damn. He's got me. That's a good fucking pick. Here's the thing. Usually I would like fight you on this, right? I'd be like, oh, that's a dumb.
I know. Uh-huh.
That's a dumb.
Maybe I
one,
should do that's really less good. Research when we do top tier, because I feel like I'm crushing it right now.
Yep. I'm looking this one up. One second. Because I want to make sure it's the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Is it? Three. Oh, sorry. What's that? One sec.
Like, there is one that I'm thinking of, but I don't. It's more of a fall game to me than a summer game.
Mm.
It's Stardew Valley.
Ooh.
I think that more fall and winter more than anything else. But.
Okay. I think this is it. Okay, I'm picking. One sec. I gotta make sure.
I just thought of a really dumb one. I just thought of a really dumb one.
Go for it.
No, it's not my pick. But oh, okay. If I can't think of another one, I'm gonna say it and it's gonna tank my whole team, but it's fine.
I'm picking Forza Horizon 5.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good vibe, dude. It's nice, it's bright, you're in Mexico. Oh, in Mexico, you're on a vacation, Holmes. I could do the voice, you can't.
Never attempt it.
Would you?
Never.
If I gave you a pass, I'd be like, Kyle, you're allowed.
Joe, I can't. I'm horrible with impersonations. I wouldn't do it justice to even your weird, messed up logic that you're trying to throw at me. You would be mad that you did give me the pass if I ever did it. Not because it was a bad negative thing, it's just I did it so poorly.
It's like, I'm not even offended because it's racist. This is a really poor impersonation. The fact that there was effort actually made it worse. Yeah, no, Forza Horizon 5, let's go. Let's do it. It's a good vibe, man. It's just positive. Have fun. You know? Go run into some shrubbery. You get points for everything in that game, dude. Hit a post, point. Mm-hmm. Win a race, point. Mm-hmm. Hit a bumpy road, point. It's just nice. It's just it's a really good vibe. Really good vibe. All right, Kyle. What's next on your list here?
I want to talk this out, because there's a couple there.
Okay.
Could go Psychonauts, summer camp.
Ooh.
Psychic summer camp.
Okay.
I could go Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Okay.
Specifically Costa del Sol.
Right. Them swimsuits.
Them swimsuits. And leading into the swimsuits, my jokey one, which I think I'm going to pick because it fits summer more than the other two. Mm-hmm. And I might tank the whole game here.
I mean, real talk, if you don't take, I'm going to be real. If you don't take Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, I'm going to. Because that's a vibe. So you either go for the joke and go for the gag, or you're going to go for the gold.
I'm gonna go for the joke.
Okay. All right.
Give me Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball.
Fuck! Genius. Genius maneuver here.
Nothing screams summer.
Shit.
Than beach volleyball with scantily clad video game characters from a fighting game franchise.
Shit. I
think that's pretty summery, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh my god. Yeah, Kyle won this one. Holy shit.
You forgot that beach volleyball existed, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm not, what is it, 13 years old?
There's like, 5 or 6 of them or something crazy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kyle, can I talk to you man-to-man for a second? Audience,
oh, God. Come on to me, oh, no.
We're all people here, right?
Uh-huh. Don't forget, Joe.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, don't forget, this episode will be available for everyone, for free. By
right.
the way.
No, I get
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay.
I'm pretty sure when Little Joe was discovering his body, this game was used. So let's go. Dead or Alive.
Was this when your dad caught you? Or
No. That was okay. The Dead or Alive. Extreme Beach Volleyball. Original Xbox. Let's see. When did this game come out? Okay, Extreme 2003. So when I was 12 years old?
Yep. Jesus Christ.
Yep. Yeah, I was an early bloomer in that department. Pretty sure about that one, you know? Little Joe would be very upset about all this DEI. Let me tell you something.
Joe, without looking it up,
less is more.
Are you off the page of Dead or Alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me exit that. Yeah. Oh no.
Based on what we know of the game, what do you think the score of this game from IGN is?
The original Xbox?
Again, January 22nd. 2003, OG Xbox.
I'm going to say it's a different time. 8 out of 10.
9.2.
Oh my god. Can we get a
synopsis? I'm going to pull up the review right now.
Yeah, get to the final paragraph. I want to see how they pitch it.
9.2. Amazing. We can't wait to see. This was, again, posted in 2003. It was updated in 2018 for some reason. We can't wait to see what else the girls from Dead or Alive franchise like to do in their free time, because it's clear from Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball that they have considerable talents beyond fighting. In fact, Dead or Alive Extreme itself is a lot like finding out your favorite playmates are into model ship building or stamp collecting as much as you are. The quality of volleyball is good enough that you have another, more legitimate reason beyond the two most obvious ones to spend some quality time staring and drooling at their physiques. I can't believe that this is actually the words written on an official IGN review.
Different times, man.
Oh, developed by Team Ninja. Did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote that review? And if it's someone we respect, want to put
that,
if it's that like name if on it's blast? Like Brian Altano or something, we don't say it.
Okay. I don't recognize the name.
Okay, all right.
Aaron Boulding.
Aaron. We've all listened again. Hold on. I was 13
Let me read the verdict. Okay, that was the intro. Let's do
that was the intro.
No, that was the intro. That's how we started it off.
What?
Dead or Alive Extreme is particularly difficult to review because it delivers on its promise of controllable. Oh my god! Again, these are Aaron's words, not mine.
Okay.
Dead or Alive Extreme is particularly difficult to review because it delivers on its promise of controllable, near naked models. Even though controllable near-naked models isn't what the game should be about,
right.
The volleyball part of Dead or Alive Extreme begins as an afterthought to the girls, but really ends up being the greatest strength of the game. The fact that every character in the game is showing off plenty of flesh never became irrelevant, even when I was locked in a close match where every bump, set, and spike was crucial. Beautifully rendered women and solid volleyball is what was required for this game to be taken seriously. So in this regard, the game was very satisfying. However, the item system that's intriguing initially and ends up scattered combined with some missing presentation elements end up being bigger negatives because the rest of Dead or Alive Extreme is so well done. Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball wasn't attempting to do too much more than put the voluptuous Dead or Alive girls on a beach playing volleyball. That's what we were given. Nothing more, nothing less. 9.2.
I love this guy because he is explaining. It's like he's explaining himself to his girlfriend, right? Like he's like, "Honey, you don't get it. They said scantily clad women playing volleyball. That's what it was given to me. That's what the disc came in. I have to play it for work. And you know what? It handles very well. I'll have you know that."
Do you know when you said far right Alan in the show and a clear image? I also have a very clear image of Aaron in my head, and I don't know what Aaron looks like. I feel like we just discovered a new segment on the show.
Yeah.
It's reading old IGN reviews. Yeah, holy fucking shit.
Who gives a fuck what my last one is? Everybody vote for Kyle.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, in December of 2019, here's the... Oh man, the comments. Oh,
the updated one? The updated
version? No, these are just someone who commented in 2019.
All right.
9.2? Oh, I mean, I agree. There's more to that comment, but I'm just going to stop there.
That's the best one I've ever heard.
How crazy are you? At 9.2? I mean, I agree. Jesus Christ.
God bless the internet, man. Sometimes
I can't read that comment. That's...
Oh, God. Real talk, it's like when... The internet is such a great place. It's like, today I saw so many memes about Joe Biden getting COVID, and I'm like, y'all are the least like serious people on the internet. You know? I just love how unserious this whole site is.
I just scrolled upwards in the review. He's also a big fan of the soundtrack because it has Bahamut in it.
What a moment.
However, because you could use custom soundtracks, this certainly shouldn't be a problem. The radio station on Zack Island allows you to pull whatever tracks you want from your Xbox hard drive and program as many as you want to each day section in the game. If you know you want your entire Sir Mix-a-Lot collection to play during evenings, and you want that Melissa Etheridge set for those early morning matches, you have the freedom and the tools to make it happen.
God.
Holy.
Oh my God. Crap. This is the best after show we've ever made.
Hold on. I'm gonna read one more paragraph.
Okay. All right, please.
Okay.
Please.
Cause I just glimpsed a sentence, and I don't know if it gets any better.
Oh, I snot rocketed. That's how good that was, let me tell you.
This is for the graphics part of the review.
Oh, can't forget about that.
The camera can be moved and panned using the left and right analog sticks during the mini movies, replays, and other idle scenes in the game. Using the left trigger to toggle between two alternate camera angles, the squeezing and holding the right trigger to zoom in, and the white button to pause and freeze whatever's on screen means you're supposed to enjoy all of the gorgeous scenery. You can even advance the picture frame by frame using the black button if you want to. Prolong the scene, and that's what he wrote the in there. All in all, this depth of camera control almost makes up for the fact that there's no full replay control of any kind. It's the game's own fault, really. The depth of the volleyball in Dead or Alive Extreme is such that you'd expect it to have a full featured replay system like any other sports game worth its weight. The finely sculpted Dead or Alive girls truly set a standard for how good characters can look in video games. They're stylized, to be sure, but their exaggerated features aren't so extreme that you get the feeling Team Ninja is cutting corners. There are women in the real world who look like the Dead or Alive girls, believe it or not. You just won't find them all hanging out in one place like that playing volleyball unless you're talking about the Playboy Mansion. In fact, when you consider how close and personal you can get with the camera in Dead or Alive Extreme, it's amazing that there aren't a ton of flaws waiting to be detected. The appropriateness of the girls' proportions, and we're not just talking about their upper bodies either, should be a matter of taste then, because we're impressed with how well and how consistently they've been rendered. The game's few clipping issues are limited to clothing items that get mixed up with other static parts of the environment, but aren't bad enough to take too much away from the visual effects. Holy shit.
Holy shit, dude. The amount of, like, winking at the camera this guy's doing when he's writing the review.
What was this? 2003?
Yeah.
What a time. 20
years ago.
I'm going to share my screen with you and to show you some of the screenshots that they use as well. Okay. I mean, right off the bat, like, she just bent over.
Yep.
You know, a nice, you know, shot of one of the scantily clad women looking out in to the water. No volleyball scenes at all being shown off. Look, there's another one. She's got a gun on her holster and she's standing in the beach modeling. No volleyball to be seen.
There's no sport to be had.
Oh, what's this? She's just standing in front of a pool, you know, posing really sexily for the camera.
Oh my God.
And that's it. No volleyball scenes or anything whatsoever.
There's not, guys, when I say there's not even a net to be fucking found.
Nope. He was, you know, he praised the net, the volleyball game part of it.
When he says, what'd you break? What'd you almost break?
I hit my water cup.
Well, he's like the effects. I had to look this game up. And yeah, no, I definitely Little Joe again. Little Joe would be like 9.2. I agree. Oh my God!
Holy shit!
Okay. All right. We gotta finish this out. I got one last game.
Remind me to do this on the main show sometimes.
Absolutely.
Let's pick an old review for a weird game. Patrons, let us know what games you want us to read. Yeah. We won't read it beforehand. If you know of like a funny one, send it over.
Send it over our way. Jesus Christ.
This was... I'm happy I asked you about the review score, because this is...
This
really uplifted my whole mood for today. Let me tell you. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, I love doing this shit with you, man. This is great.
I didn't even see the second, like, little title of the review. So it's Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball Review. Subtitle. Yeah. We get all up in Tecmo's Fantasy Sports Sim and come away satisfied.
Oh, my God. It is.
It's wild.
This is my last diatribe of the night. It's so weird to see how far we've come. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like the demographics for that game were much different back in the day.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, it really goes to show how like diverse and like how mature, like, I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes, but like the gaming audience really has become, you know, where like, this is like, holy shit, this is wild to me, 30-year-old man, but 13-year-old boy, I'd be like, this man, greatest reviewer. Where's this man's Nobel Prize? put this guy in front of the New York Times.
This was wild. I was trying to click on his name to see if he wrote anything else.
Yeah, I want to know, man. I need to know, man.
God, I am so hot now.
All right, you're right. Okay, the last game on my list, Kyle, and I'm going to write it here right now, is Assassin's Creed, wait for it, Odyssey. It's a vibe, dude.
Oh, yeah. I get
it's
it.
It's a vibe.
I see it.
I was going to do something that was like a little bit more on the nose, but like think of it as like a road trip, especially when you get your ship and you're going from island to island. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember just being so lost and like soaking up the sun, soaking up the waves. Like, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, by far, a summer bop. That said, we're going to bring the voting, of course, to you, the patrons. Let us know what you think, and then we'll make a public vote for everybody over on the Trophy Room Twitter. That'll go up on Friday, or, you know, whatever have you. Kyle, you have one more thing? Oh, no. Oh, no.
What if I told you?
He's exactly where we think he is right now.
At Blizzard, you are correct.
No way.
Yeah, what? It looks like he worked at Blizzard as the managing editor at some point.
What's this guy's name?
Aaron Boulding. He was also a video game analyst for ESPN.
Oh, wow. Okay. He went to the UC Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism. So,
yeah,
kids, mm-hmm. do not mm-hmm. let your dreams become dreams. All right?
It says right now he's currently working at Blizzard, so.
Wow. Wow. Okay, good on you. You know what? He's probably grown a lot since then.
I hope so.
Yeah, we all have. Again, you know, we went from Little Joe to Aaron Boulding. So, everybody, that's been Top Tier, possibly one of the best shows we've ever made, both outside of Patreon and inside Patreon.
Ooh, I got the vapors. Jesus so Christ. Good,
so good. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, we love you. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye. I love you.